In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. During the interregnum here, it has been my privilege to serve as a priest at All Saints. This church has stood here since 1863, and I stand with gratitude in the long line of those priests who have been called to preside at this altar. So no doubt many priests have led the annual service we now call the Harvest Festival, or in COVID, Harvest Tide. But in 1863, if such an event took place here, then it was a new festival. That is because the modern British tradition of celebrating Harvest Tide in churches only began in 1843, when the Reverend Robert Hawker invited parishioners to a special Thanksgiving service at his church in Cornwall. At that time, Victorian hymns such as We Plough the Fields and Scatter, Come Ye Thankful People Come, and All Things Bright and Beautiful were written, but also Dutch and German harvest hymns helped popularise his idea of harvest and spread the annual custom of decorating churches with homegrown produce for a harvest festival service. The custom became part of the Church of England calendar only about 1854. However, there were ancient traditions. The word harvest comes from the Old English word haverfest, which means autumn. It then came to refer to the season for reaping and gathering grain. The full moon nearest the autumnal equinox is known as the harvest moon because in ancient traditions, harvest feasts were traditionally held on or near the Sunday of the full moon. An early harvest feast used to be celebrated at the beginning of the harvest season on August the 1st and was called Lammas, which means loaf mass. Farmers made loaves of bread from the fresh wheat crop. These were given to the local church as the communion bread during a special service thanking God for the harvest. There were other ceremonies and rituals at the beginning as well as at the end of the harvest. Churches and villages had a harvest supper, and an important man was chosen as Lord of the harvest. For some years now in this country, as we have come to rely less heavily on homegrown produce, there has been a shift in emphasis in our harvest tide celebrations. Increasingly, churches have linked harvest with an awareness of and concern for other people. The interesting thing about harvest is that people became more enthusiastic about celebrating it the further they got from being the ones who gathered in the crops in the fields. A harvest festival is one of the unlikely products of the Industrial Revolution. Yet my early predecessors here would not have experienced what so many of us today remember as the harvest festivals which we loved so much. The days when the church was decorated with an abundance of produce, the colours and the smells which filled the church, and those baskets which I remember my mother filling for me. They were covered in cellophane, usually yellow cellophane, like the Lucasade cover. We proudly came up and placed our offering before God with gratitude for all his goodness as we sang the familiar hymns. Today at our harvest tide, we gather together, enjoying and appreciating the displays our flower group have provided for us, and knowing that our gifts are going to help others. And we do indeed thank God for all that we have. It is good to be thankful. I think that being a thankful person is part of what it means to be a whole person. Being a thankful person is part of being whole, for everyone has in them a sense of thankfulness. There is not a culture in the world which does not try to teach its children to be thankful people. To be thankful is to be human. So at this harvest tide, let us meeting as we do before God, remember that we are a thankful people. Thankfulness is good for you. We need to develop a sense of thankfulness. God instituted Harvest Thanksgiving to ensure his people remembered that he was the one who brought them out of slavery into the land flowing with milk and honey. They were to offer the first fruits of all they produced. We read in the Old Testament how the people were told by God to place in a basket the first fruit of each crop that you harvest, and you must take it with you to the place of worship. Go to the priest and say, I now acknowledge to the Lord my God that I have entered the land that he promised our ancestors to give us. The priest will take the basket from you and place it before the altar of the Lord your God. In a similar way, we come and bring before God our gifts, acknowledging that they come from him, and also that maybe we should be sharing more. There were two ladies having a coffee and cake together. There was one large cake. The first lady cut it into two, but there was one big piece and one small piece. The second lady reached out and took the larger piece. The first woman said, if I'd been you, I would have taken the smaller piece. The second one looked at her and said, that's all right then, you've got the smaller piece. Sometimes we need reminding that we ought not to be so greedy. Harvest also allows us to remember the labour of others, whether it is the virtues of science or the skills of a food producing company, or those who do indeed gather the harvest in the fields. It doesn't matter. We rely on others for our daily bread, and it is good to remember them. Harvest also helps us to be aware of the spirituality of the environment and our place as human beings on this beautiful but fragile planet. Maybe we can do our bit, however small, to help. There is the tale of the old man walking the beach at dawn, who noticed a young man ahead of him picking up starfish and flinging them into the sea. Catching up with the youth, he asked what he was doing. The answer was that the stranded starfish would die if left in the morning sun. But the beach goes on for miles and there are millions of starfish, said the old man. How can your effort make a difference? The young man looked at the starfish in his hand and then threw it to safety in the waves. It makes a difference to this one, he said. Our contribution to God's harvest may not be great, but may it be useful. Our thankful hearts can help us to make thankful actions. Then we can truthfully sing with joy in our hearts that great harvest hymn with the words, we thank thee then, O Father, for all things bright and good, the seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, our food. Accept the gifts we offer for all thy love imparts, but what thou most desirest, our humble, thankful hearts. Amen.